B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankrolls. Who you got?
All right, it's Over Under 985 ESPN 6 edition. I'm Joe Murray. We have UFC in Boston tonight. Normally, this event has been during the Patriots playoff weekend, so a lot of people have had to choose whether to go to a Patriots game at home or go to the Garden. So they've moved it to October, and we have a good card tonight. So whether you're going to the Garden or you're going to watch it on ESPN Plus tonight, I'll go over a couple of the picks that I have for you. Preliminaries have been very good when it comes to picking underdogs. But tonight I have a little bit of a different stance. So let's just start it off real quick. We have Tanner Boser versus Daniel Spitz, a couple of heavyweights here. Just off the bat, when it comes to these two, I've watched them both fight before. Not impressed with either fighter, but I'm going to go with Boser in the first one. And right now the odds on Boser, Tanner Boser's minus 135. I actually like that in this spot here. So first match right off the bat in the preliminary round, give me Boser by decision over Spitz. Now going into the second card here, we have Brendan Allen versus Kevin Holland. I've watched Holland fight a couple of times now. Allen was able to go five rounds in his last fight, but I think Holland's just, he has UFC experience, he can grapple, he's good with exchanges. I think Allen is tough enough to survive and maybe go the distance with Hollins. In this one, I just think Holland is just more of a grappler. And based off the odds right now, Holland minus 165 versus Allen at 140. It's worth a dabble at Allen here. I just think Holland is the better fighter. So off the bat, the first two fights in the preliminaries, I like the chalk between Holland and Boser. Continuing on here, the Sean Brady and Court McGee. Brady's a high favorite at my, I believe it's minus 210 at the moment. So for me, like, I have no real play on this one. No real play with either of these two fighters. So I'll probably move on from this fight. And then, you know, Randy Costa versus Boston Salmon. Pretty good name here to be at UFC tonight. But yeah, really no love for that one. I think Salmon beats Costa. People have jumped off the Salmon hype train, which was pretty big for a while. I believe he was an amateur boxer way back when. He could stand up. Costa has somewhat of an awkward style. But if Salmon avoids the big shots, I think he can beat Costa. And right now, the odds on that one are Salmon minus 145. So a lot of chalk early on. I don't see a lot of value here with the underdogs. Now, Kyle Bochniak, Sean Woodson. This is something I'm actually looking into in this one. Woodson looked absolutely terrible on that contender series. He looked terrible. And Bochniak's, you know, I think he'll be able to push Woodson around. Take him to the cage, hold him down. I just think Bochniak is the play in that one for the preliminaries, minus 125. And then there's a huge, huge favorite here between Molly McCann and Deanna Belbita. Don't even touch that one. It might be worth dabbling a little bit on the underdog here at plus 435, but Molly McCann is on the rise right now. I'm not really sure why they put Deanna in this spot here. Like, literally, Molly is like scary. Molly McCann is scary right now, and I don't think, I would not touch her at that money that they're at right now at the moment. And moving on, Manny Bermudez versus Charles Rosa. I do have a take on this. I think Manny Bermudez wins this one in a first round submission. Technical fighter on the ground. Rosa has never been submitted ever in his life. But to me, The other thing is Rosa. He hasn't fought in 2.5 years. 2.5 years. Give me submission. Round one, Bermudez. And if you want to take a look at the, let's see, on that one, Bermudez is -160, but go under 2.5 rounds, -120. PP that boy. Under 2.5 rounds between those two in that one. So let's go to the main card here for UFC ESPN 6. And the first match right off the bat is one that I'm really looking into here. It's Darren Wynn versus Darren Stewart. Now, I think Stewart could stand up. Wynn's 6-0. Stewart is 10-4. Stewart's in this match. I'm going to take Darren Wynn. I just think that he's up and coming. He's 30 years old, though. He's a little bit older than Stewart in this one. And, you know, I wrote a little bit of a breakdown for this fight that I had. I've been keeping notes. I wanted to go to this tonight, but unfortunately I won't be there. Stewart's in this fight. I just think Stewart could catch him with a hard shot. He could do it. So it might be worth an underdog spot in this one here. Stewart right now is +110. I think Wynn stays unbeaten, but it's definitely worth a shot here at +110, and I think it goes the distance at over 2.5 in this one. Now, I have an underdog play. Macy Barber, Jillian Robertson. Give me the underdog +120 in Jillian Robertson. That's where I'm going with this one. Just looking at this last match between these two, I'm just trying to find it here. I think Robertson is evolving. Like, I think she's like just an evolving fighter and can win this in, I don't know, 2 rounds. She's a lot of amateur and pro fights. She's never been finished by TKO. I don't think Barber can be a submission specialist in this fight. So give me Jillian Robertson as an underdog to win this match. And I will take her at +120. +120, give me Jillian Robertson. Now, for the main card, give me another underdog in Joe Lauzon. All right, and I understand Joe Lauzon's 35 years old. He's going up against Jonathan Pierce, who's 9-3. He's 27, but Joe Lauzon is a workhorse. He's a warhorse, whatever you want to call him. You know, I think Father Time has catched up to him a little bit. He's starting to decline a little bit. He's coming off of 3 losses. Pierce, though. First appearance, he earned a contract. He knocked out Jacob Rosales in the Contender Series. If you watch that, he's now won, 4 in a row. Looks ready to fulfill that potential there. He's got a pretty good style here, but experience will be the difference. I see Joe Lauzon at 35 winning this one based off experience alone. So give me another underdog +145. Now, the Greg Hardy-Ben Sassoli match, these are two guys that like to stand up. Hardy's going to beat him. He's going to win. -315, though, there's no value whatsoever. The only thing I could give Sassoli a shot here is, can you get Hardy to go more than 2-3 rounds? Like, can you wear down Hardy? Hardy right now can show up and beat anybody based off pure skill. He has no real technique at the moment. So at -315, I think he wins the fight, no doubt. Can he go the distance? So I look at that total, over 1.5. I don't see that happening. I think the under is probably the play in that one. Now, getting to the big card, Jeremy Stephens, Yair Rodriguez. This match happened before, but it got stopped to injury within 15 seconds. Off the bat, I like Rodriguez here. He's a slight favorite at -115. This is either going to go, you know, obviously either way in this one. Stephens, one of the hardest hitters right now in the division. He has 18 knockouts, so he can definitely connect. But Rodriguez, if you look at him, he's the more efficient striker. His last 2 wins have come via TKO, and, you know, Rodriguez still is not yet to score a submission. And Stevens, I don't know, I don't think he's had a submission in years. So, for me, I think this is going to be either a knockout or a TKO. I'd bet on that at +145. But tail of tape here, money line and everything to that degree, it's pretty even. I'm going to go with the slight favorite in this one in Yair Rodriguez. Finally, Dominic Reyes and Chris Weidman, your main event. Chris Weidman will move up to 205 pounds. He takes on light heavyweight prospect Dominic Reyes, the main event. Of course, Weidman decided to move up. He lost his last match. He's 1-4 now. Whew. 1-4 in his last 5 decisions. So this is going to be interesting. I think Reyes is probably the right side here. They've had some good jabs back and forth on Twitter. Wyman went at him. Hey, did you forget your controversial split decision? If you remember, Reyes's last fight was a split decision. You know, obviously Chris Wyman should be respected. They're both going to talk a big game. This is going to help, I think, Reyes get over. The last 4 at middleweight really didn't work out for Wyman whatsoever. I think he'll be respected. But for the most part here, I like Dominic Reyes to win this match, and I would take him at -165, and I may even dabble at the under 1.5 rounds at +150. So that's it for tonight. I hope everybody enjoys the card over at TD Garden tonight if you're in the area. Also, you can watch it on ESPN Plus. I know a lot of people will be looking at that. I'll be checking in all night long. Be careful on those underdogs. I like a lot of chalk early on. I gave you a pick for every single fight, and I gave you a PP as well. So, once again, for Over Under 985, I'm Joe Murray. Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.